Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Is this Shira?
This is she, yes.
Hey, how you doing? This is Peter Morton. I think we were texting yesterday.
Yes.
I think you called me. I was at work. I apologize. So I was able to reach out to the Social Security office. They wanted to send out the – can you hear me?
Yeah,
oh, sure. Okay. Yep, no problem.
Please continue. Yes, what were you saying?
Okay, for my mom, we were talking about the Social Security Awards letter. They want to send it out. She can't. They cannot send it out because they need to change the address. For that, she has to go to the Social Security office because she doesn't have a Social Security card. There is an appointment for her, but it's not till March 10th.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I'm just like I have the other documentation. I can send over if you guys still want it, or I'll just wait until I get that information. Like that was the closest appointment I could get. Sorry.
The only way they can get this award letter is, is if she goes down.
Yeah, she can't. I don't know what address they were going to send it to, but it's not here. Because they don't have the right address on file.
Okay.
So for her to change the address, she has to go to Social Security office, and she has to get a new card anyway because that got lost. So, yeah.
Uh-huh, I understand. Let me just think for a second.
Sure, no problem.
I'm sorry, Peter. I was on the other line, so I'm going back.
It's okay. It's okay. No worries.
Okay, so Peter, they need your mom to go down there, but they're not giving her an appointment till March.
No, they gave her an appointment. We have an appointment, but it's not till March 10th.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I was just like, there's nothing. She said there's nothing. I was like, oh, man. And the Social Security office is very close to here, but, yeah, they don't do walk-ins.
Oh, God.
I know, right?
It's
I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah. Ridiculous. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to think. I'm wondering if possibly we could submit a hardship letter. It basically states why you can't submit the paperwork.
Yeah, I mean, and I have the statements, which does show her Social Security benefits being deposited to her bank account. But, you know, if they need the awards, I do understand that. And like I said, I can send that information over and we can just hold up until I get the benefits, the awards letter.
Do you have an award letter from before? Because they always do send it before the actual applicant receives it.
Yeah, no, my mom was living in Sammy since November. So, and her Social Security is directly deposited into her whatever account it is through Social Security, Comerica Bank or whatever. So that's the only thing I have to show. If anything, maybe I can call my sister to see if she has the letter at where she used to live in Delaware. I could find that out. That was the only thing I could think of. But I don't know if she even changed her address there through Social Security to get it. She may have. So I could find out through her.
What address do they have on file?
I don't know. I'm like, because she didn't tell me. I was like, what address did you have on file? Because, like, if it's my sister's address, okay, like, that's me. I can figure that out. You know, they didn't tell me what the previous address. I'm going to call her anyway, my sister, to find out. I'm like, yo, it was like, when you guys moved, did y'all change that information?
Yeah. Okay, I hear.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I'm hoping to see maybe we can do something about it. Let me get back to you. I'll talk to a supervisor or something and see what we can do, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All righty. So, in the meantime, Peter, were you able to go through any transactions or withdrawals over 500?
Mm-hmm. And remember I said there's none because the account only allows you to take out $400 at a time.
And how much are the deposits inside from Social Security?
That's the only real deposits in there. It's not an actual brick and mortar bank. It's an online bank. So depositing. Yes. Correct.
Uh huh. So.
So it's just like.
Is that the only bank account she has?
Mm-hmm. She had a PNC, but I don't know. I don't even know how to get access to that one. Yeah.
What does that mean, a PNC? Educate me here for a second.
Oh, PNC Bank.
Uh-huh. But she has that active now?
I don't think so. I think it was active a while ago. If it's active now, we don't use it. She doesn't have an ATM card for it. And even, I guess I'd have to find out if it's still active. But I know, I will tell you what she was doing was she would withdraw money from the Direct Express and deposit it into her PNC.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's also going to be, that may be a problem. I'm just trying to see how to not overwhelm you too much. Okay.
No, it's okay.
How long has it been active?
She had it probably for, I would say, a few years. Oh, you're saying you might need those statements as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any bank she has.
So what's so funny is the PNC is up, that very PNC is up the street from me.
Yeah. She's going to need, like, 2020 to 2020 to present statements.
Okay.
Like, she's just going to need, like, for example, from 2020 to 2023, just January and June. And then from 2023 to present, she's going to need all the statements.
Okay.
Let me get back to you. I'm going to call you again today, Peter, okay? Look out for my call. I'm going to try and have a
That's no problem. Yep, I'm available. I'm not working today. So, yeah, you can reach out to me.
Okay. Thank you, Peter. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.